It's Tuesday, July 23rd. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Democrats and Trump agree on a budget deal that neither side will be completely happy with and that will probably make the rest of us completely miserable. Meanwhile, DOJ officials tell Robert Mueller to make his congressional testimony on Wednesday as pointless as humanly possible. And lastly, Trump's cartoon supervillain transformation is complete as the White House makes plans to take food stamps away from over 3 million Americans.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
President Trump and Speaker Nancy Pelosi reached an agreement on a two-year budget deal Monday. Sources close to the negotiations described it as a, quote, real compromise, since neither side will be completely happy with the deal, and it will probably screw the American people. One particularly unhappy aspect of the deal, Pelosi agreed to lift the debt ceiling for the remainder of Trump's presidency and then reimpose it in 2021. This would allow Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to re-weaponize the ceiling, this time against Democrats if they manage to unseat Trump in the next election. Lucky him. The Department of Justice has sent a letter to Robert Mueller warning him that he should not go beyond the, quote, scope of his report during his almost certainly pointless testimony in front of Congress on Wednesday. CNN reports that it was actually Mueller who asked for the letter as guidance to provide him, quote, cover on the day of his testimony. I guess that Robert De Niro impression is about to get even more boring than it already is. The letter advises Mueller that there should be, quote, no testimony on the redacted portions of the public report, and notes all testimony should remain within the, quote, boundaries of the public report and, quote, within the scope of his investigation. So I guess stay in your lane, Bobby.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Reuters reports that the Trump administration will propose tightening access to food stamps, cutting over 3 million people from the program. What is this, Christmas in July? USDA officials say they want to require people who receive benefits to pass an income and assets review to determine whether they are eligible for free food. Senator Debbie Stabenow, ranking Democrat on the Senate Agriculture Committee, said the maneuver was an attempt by the Trump administration to bypass Congress, which has blocked all attempts to cut food stamps. And now for what we're following today. Some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
NBC News reports Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos and her family have seen profits soar since Trump's deregulation efforts and his massive tax cuts for the rich. Senator Elizabeth Warren on Monday predicted an imminent economic crisis unless the Trump administration and Congress quickly pass legislation to regulate the financial sector and significantly reduce middle-class household debt. Senator Kamala Harris and Representative Jerry Nadler introduced a bill on Tuesday that would expunge marijuana-based convictions and use tax revenue to help create trust funds for communities impacted by the war on drugs. Vice reports that 26% of all climate change references have vanished from .gov sites since Trump took office. And Axios reports that a Louisiana police officer who suggested on Facebook that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez should be shot was fired from his job, along with a second officer who liked his post. I wonder who's going to cry censorship on this one.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon for our live show or later wherever your podcasts are found.